We gon' have a good time, good time, good time, good time, good time. Say we gon' have a good time, good time, good time. Go ahead, let me do my thing.
Hey, what is going on? And once again, this is the Sound of the Streets, and I am your host, JG Wentworth, and I got my co-host with me,
Crimson Chase,
Dame Dash,
Easy Breezy, and we are, once again, the Sound of the Streets, and today, man, we got a lot to talk about. You know, there's obviously some things going on. We're going to talk about those as well, so, you know, be prepared for that. But first, I've noticed there's a young man by the name of Crimson Chase who has a moping look on his face.
Not the energy he normally has.
Nah, man. So, you know, he gave me a call and said, hey, man.
He's going to imitate me now. He's going to imitate me now, folks.
Look, man. Dun, da, da, da. he was like, look, man. I got something to talk about when I get there. Just know that. And hung up on me. I'm like, damn, must be serious. So the first thing we're going to do is talk about what this man has to talk about. He said he was going to save it for the show.
Well, folks, I want to talk about, I'm going to tell you about my day real quick. Real quick, I'm going to try to make it, you know, short but sweet. So last night, I went ahead and got my car swapped out with my father's car because AC's out, you know, he's going to put in the shop. So I got my father's car, very nice car, took it to my house, parked it like normal, locked the doors, left a little crack because it is hot outside, it is summertime. Woke up the next day to go to work, about 6:20 in the morning. I'm putting things in my laptop in the back, in the trunk. After that, I go to the car, getting ready to take off, leave, and I see a gaping hole in the middle of the console.
No.
Yes, sir.
I just went outside and looked at it, and shit's bad.
No, did you?
Yeah.
It's
what you mean by gaping hole?
They took the whole.
You put your head in there.
Yes. They took the whole touchscreen display, navigation, CD player. My young Jeezy. Thug Motivation Shop and Screw was in there. Took my cologne. Took my hand sanitizer, you know.
That hand sanitizer is gold right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a little bit more lighthearted now. I'm here in the, you know, with the fellas, but I've never wanted to find somebody so bad. I've never been violated, folks, to that degree. I know it's happened to people, it's happened to my friends, but me, it's never happened. And the fact that it was my father's car, which is a very nice car, I'm not even going to talk about what type of car it is, but it's a very nice car, it just made me just want to just kick in doors and find out who did it. But that wouldn't solve anything. So
is there cameras or anything like that by you or what?
No, in my neighborhood, no. And hey, I know this sounds cliche, but I don't really live in a bad neighborhood. I really think it's a young punk, but it could be, who knows. But the fact that it happened, you know, they didn't break any windows, you know, so I mean.
So what, the door was unlocked?
Door was not unlocked. I locked the door, made sure that was locked. And here I am trying to be a good person and go to sleep early that night, because I got to be on time to work for once. And normally I'd be up all through the night. Might have to go to the car a few times. But
how long have you lived there?
Oh, man, like, man, probably like 7 years now.
7 years?
Damn. So you know
your neighbors. Your neighbors know
I mean,
you.
I don't know all of them, but we know each other, you know what I'm saying?
You know what they look, you know what I mean? Like, you might not always talk to them, but you know what's going on.
Exactly.
So then, you know, it's just...
And in the morning...
A different car that they never seen before.
And that's my pops. My pops was like, you know what, don't even worry about it. Either somebody in your neighborhood that know who you are, don't know you, but they know you. And they saw a new car in there and they just did what they had to do. But, you know, it's okay. We're gonna, I guess I have to let karma catch up to them, but I really want to, I just want God to show them to me.
Yeah, they'll get that karma.
I want to talk to them. That's all. We're gonna keep it nice. I just want to talk to them.
That's it.
You know?
You sure you just want to talk to him?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey,
I can tell how that knee bopping right now.
Hey, it's because it's still in my mind. You know, it's still in my mind. I right now, I'm just thinking like, please let me see them. Please. You know, they better hope I don't have a weapon.
You can go to the garage, junkyard and get that too, though. You can get a nice and good one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's going to get replaced. It's just the principle.
Yeah.
The principle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't do that to people.
Mm-hmm. It's tough out here, man. So, like, so what do you think about, like, you know, how do you feel about that?
I mean, definitely violation. You feel me? I mean, it's unexpected. I mean, I had the same thing happen to me. I was at the club and, went to go turn my, I'm drunk. So I'm like driving halfway. I get on J.J. McGee and all of a sudden I go turn the radio on and my whole hand goes inside. Hey, instantly my heart drops. I'm like, no, I pull over instantly. Boom, look in the back, speaker's gone. I said, boy, they done took the whole kit.
Whole kit and caboodle,
the whole kit and caboodle. Took my glasses, I had some fresh Cardies. I was salty.
When I saw it.
Salty.
When I was up in the morning, 6:20 in the morning, I was just doing my thing, getting in the car, and I looked up and I saw it, I was like, no, no.
And then it's
No.
This is another thing, though. It's the heartbeater even more. It's because Pops just let you use his car.
Right.
So it's now to a point, it's like, damn, like, it's one of those situations, like, oh, he might not let me use his cars no more.
Thankfully, it's not like that.
He's nah, for sure. As
many times, nothing has ever happened. I'm always the most respectful, but...
But it feels to me, dog.
I feel like I have been violated. You took something, not even that was mine, but it is low-key connected to me, you know? And I just want to find that person and I just want to talk to him. So,
right.
That happened to me, too. And I only had maybe $2 taken from me at the most. And if they would have looked harder, they probably could have got 5 or 10. And it was just, they just didn't. And it was just the principle of it, like you said, feel violated. And then as I'm realizing what happened, I'm looking around like, they're probably watching me right now, because I lived in like an apartment complex and it was just all, you know, windows. All you can see is windows.
My senses are heightened, folks. My spider senses are tingling. When I step outside the house, I'm looking all around. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to prejudge and say someone did it, but I'm just like, could be them. It could be them. It could be her.
Yeah, but then you don't want to go around prowling like that. Now you're going to sit there. It's going to be on your mind all the time. It's going to throw your mood off all the time. It's for real. It's like one of those situations like I took an L. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took an L.
Karma will get him.
Yeah, got insurance. I mean, got insurance. It's always a good kickback, though.
Yeah.
You got to look at it this way, too. Like, I feel like now, unfortunately, you know, I feel like 10 years ago, we would be on something else a little bit different.
Yeah.
A little bit more drama. You feel me? Definitely a little bit more drama. Being that we older, we're speaking on that. Like, that's exactly, I feel like, what you're saying, Dane. You know, and more mature, for sure.
Right.
For sure. In a sense of like, you know what? You know, your dad's saying it. We got insurance. It's cool. They're going to get theirs.
Could have been worse. Nobody was hurt.
You need to be talked to, man.
And eventually.
Maybe you're not the one to talk to him right now.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
Can I
swear.
I just want to see it happening.
Bro, you know how many motherfuckers I don't want to talk to before? I can't even grasp it.
There's no point.
Because I know what I'll be on. And I know what type of action it will, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker might go to jail. Motherfucker might end up jeopardizing my kid's life because of some stupid shit that I did. You know what I'm saying? But you know what that rate, I mean, shit, if you see a little 300, you can look. You feel me? You can look up and go, okay, but let me see. And then you banging my Jeezy. Ah, okay. Then it's going to be that point of time.
Versace. Okay.
But guess what? Like they said, it's all replaceable, though.
It's all replaceable.
It's all replaceable, Jay.
I know I'm about
to. The one thing that's not is your life.
Wednesday.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
See, you just got a little taste of everybody, all these businesses and stuff that are being destroyed right now.
That's why I was about to say that same shit.
So then that basically
can't do anything about it.
That brings us to the next situation, which is, you know, the elephant in the room. Because at the end of the day, I think everybody, there's a lot more people I feel like that's affected by what's going on than there probably is, you know, isn't.
Yeah.
So, right.
You know, whether you want to talk about looting, or protesting, you know, all the violence in general, I think, you know, it's so tough for
we're anti-violence.
Of course. Podcast. Of course. Very anti-violent, for sure, because I think violence for violence is not going to stop violence. If that don't make sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you want to ask me about my personal opinion, flat out, I'm going to try to summarize this very short. I feel like you need to play fair, okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to try to link it to a sport, okay? In basketball, there's referees, correct?
Correct.
Okay. There's players.
In all sports, for real.
Right. And there's players that step on the court, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to use us as stepping on the court, as my teacher says. That's us stepping outside and going to work every day. We step on the court, go outside, and right. go to work. Well, the referees, to me, would be who on the street? Police.
Fuck.
Okay. Right. The police would be the referees. And when a referee... 12. On, 12. When... Go back to the basketball analogy. When there's... A penalty or whatever it is, a foul, the referee calls that, right?
Correct.
And there's rules and regulations. Play by those rules and regulations.
Exactly.
Correct? So I feel the same way.
Repercussions. You know,
if I do something that's illegal out there, then I should be, you know, there's a foul for that. You know what I'm saying?
So repercussions.
Tweet! Repercussions. Yeah. Exactly. So that's how I look at it. You know, there's a definitely probably a better way for me to summarize it, but just in the simple sense of just play fair. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Play by the rules.
Yeah, I heard somebody make a similar comparison that was like, people have been getting fouled. I mean, I was just saying, black people have been getting fouled their whole life, but ain't never got their free throws.
Ooh.
And that's, you know what I mean? Like, that was a basketball comparison.
Yeah.
And you get fouled all game, but you don't get free throws. That's all life. That's,
yeah.
I mean, it's real life,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, everyone has their opinion and how they feel about it. And that's just how I feel.
I feel like, so, we want to... That's all I want to talk about with as far as the negative aspect of it. As positive aspect of it, I think it brings, I mean, the peaceful protests, obviously, those are great things that are for great causes that it might just, it's going to take some time for that to happen. Obviously, we're on, what, weekend two of protests and marches. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't look like that's going to stop anytime soon. There's thousands of people in downtown Philadelphia yesterday. I just don't see that stopping anytime soon. And I don't think that it should until, you know, there's some type of solution. Or, I mean, obviously it's not a quick fix. You know, it's a, you know, system thing and whatnot. So, I mean, I obviously don't have any answers.
I understand. Well, I understand, Krim. How you feel about this?
This subject is a very complicated and layered type of thing. A lot to unwrap. You know, it's you know, things hopefully are going in the right direction for the country. Depending on how you look at it, everybody's different. You know, I feel like. You know, I mean, when you people are oppressed, you know, things can only happen for so long before, you know, everybody, even those not oppressed, come together and try to make a change. So, you know, I mean, that's you know, like I said, there's more there, but that is Krim's on statement.
You know what somebody said to me? It came up at work one day, and it wasn't somebody that I worked with, but it was, you know, somebody that we deal with frequently, and the conversation came up and he was, you know, talking about it and terms of what he's experienced in his life. And he was talking about his brother-in-law had gotten a DUI. It was the second DUI he had had, and he went to jail for 5 years. And he had, it was like the DUIs were 10 years apart. And he's still in jail. So his opinion on it, I mean, this was a white man, and his opinion on it was, you know, police are unfair to everybody. And I think that's bullshit, because he tried to turn around and compare it to getting a DUI and being in prison for 5 years to being murdered on the street for, quote unquote, a counterfeit $20 bill. And I just don't see how that compares at all. And then he and then he says that he doesn't understand the protests and stuff, that's a generation, that's my generation, that's our generation's thing. It's like, how is it our generation's thing when this is something that has been going on for however many years that it's been going on, and people have been fighting for it for how many years, and nothing has changed? It's the same. The same shit that's happening right now is the same shit that happened in the 60s,
20s. I saw a sign on the internet of, and to cut you off, I saw a sign on the internet of two old people holding up a sign that said, I'm 88 years old. I can't believe I'm still protesting this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the same things that.
And I think
Dr. King was protesting and things like, I mean, that's the same thing.
Agreed. I think.
And it's 2020.
What's. You know, I think it's what Dame said. What did he say? I just lost the thought. But it's mind baffling, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, come on now, y'all. Like, the stuff that I've seen, come on, man. Like, let that would have, this is all I'm going to say. And anyone can say this. Let that would have been you. In that situation, meaning anyone that has seen someone push somebody down or seen someone act violently, as in the cop or whatever, if that was vice versa, or you just seeing that vice versa, you already know how it's gonna be,
right?
And you know, it's, we all know it's not right. We all know it's not right. So, you know,
and unfortunately, it's come to the point to where on both sides of the fence feel like it's us versus them. And if people are going to drive cars through protesting and run over cops and things like that, that's not a good representation of that's not a good representation of what is trying to be accomplished, because nobody, the people that are doing that stand out. They're an outlier, because 90% of the people want to be peaceful and just want change and, you know, want some type of solution, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that the other 10% that are doing things like that, then that makes the cop in Buffalo think, oh, they just ran over the cop in Wyoming. Well, we got to stick together as cops. And then they all have the same mindset. I mean, there was a video where they pushed the old man down, and
I was just going to say that.
They didn't say anything about this in the video, but to me, it looked like the one cop wanted to bend over and help him. And then another cop grabbed him on the shoulder.
Exactly.
And then he realized, like, if I do that, it looks like I'm probably going to get my ass beat by my coworkers. Like, you know, they just already have that mindset that no matter what happens, we're not supposed to break our march or break whatever we're doing. Protocol.
They seem like they definitely got some specific orders across the nation.
Absolutely.
Just because, like I said, I mean, that old white man, he was bleeding from his ear.
Yeah.
And I just was like, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For real? Like you going to keep marching? Like, come on, man. Where is your human compassion?
And that's just one of the many stories.
Many. So, go ahead.
One thing, you know, when we were talking about this at work, when it was kind of all first kind of getting going, and I was looking at videos and things on my phone, and I don't want to say this to be like negative toward you or anything, but you said quit showing me. And I feel like that's like the last thing that we need to do is not pay attention to it and put it on the back burner. Because if you're doing that, then who's to say the next person's not doing that? The next person, the next person. And it's just, I feel like it just has to be, not to say that
the racist person ain't doing the same thing.
You're right.
And I feel like with me personally, it's just more or less because why I say it is because, like, it's not going to stop. And I know, and it's nothing different than
what's been going on.
Correct. That's what it was, you know, when I was talking to Damien, you know, when Dame was saying it, you know, it's this is the same stuff. This stuff has been going on for years, years. And it's just now, because of social media and certain things that we have, we're able to track it now. We're able to actually see it. And now more people are going to, now more people are aware of it. So now this is the reaction that you're getting. But what the problem is we've been saying this forever, you know. And now that people are starting to see it and the opposers are starting to see it, now they're like, now they're all on board. Like, okay, now, wow.
I heard.
And that's where, you know, the systemic inequalities and all those things come into place as well. So, like, you know, that's just where I was personally with it. Like, I already know. Like, it's only going to get worse. And, like, that's where, you know, I don't know. That's where other things come into play. So,
yeah, I was listening to another podcast, and there was a lawyer on there that was, and I apologize because I can't remember what his name was, but he had worked with Johnny Cochran, and he worked on a lot of big, like, race cases and things like that. And he was saying that he had a case where there was a man that he was a 5'4" black man that he was killed by, there was five cops, and they said that they could not restrain him. And he was 5'4", no special skills like martial arts or anything like that. And there was five cops, and they said that they couldn't detain him without, they ended up basically strangling him. And he said he has to explain, it just happened like in the last month. So he was saying that he has to explain to the family of that person that he's representing, the family in the lawsuit against the police, why is all this going on for George Floyd, but they're not doing anything for, you know, for our dad and our husband? And he said basically because that his death was televised. And that's like what you were saying. It's all televised now. It's been going on for hundreds of years, it's all televised now and everybody's seeing it. Not literally televised, but, you know, on your phone and social media and all that.
Right.
And that's just, it's being brought to light more. But like he was saying too, a lot of the problems start with the bosses who still have those beliefs from years ago and might have racist thoughts and beliefs, and nothing's going to change until they're out.
The thing about it is, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to say it's never going to change, but it's going to take a very long time because racism is America's tradition. You know, people always say, hey, you know, it's 2020, people shouldn't be racist anymore. Understand, those racist grandfathers and grandmothers pass it on to their kids, and they passed on to their kids, and it continues. It's a tradition. I hate to say it, but you know, that's a terrible tradition. But I feel like there's no racism like American racism.
You know, I'm just gonna basically say also, like, with the tradition thing, that's definitely 100% true in the sense of, like, you know, if you're brought up in a situation and that's all you're taught your whole life,
right,
then that's all you know. Now, you know, if
it's kind of hard to change the heart by then too.
Yeah, especially once you get to an age to where, you know, maybe 12, 13, like where you really start to, you know, right from wrong for real. You probably know right from wrong earlier than that as well. So, like, that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing, a whole nother subject. But, like, if you don't know what's right from wrong, or you think this is right to do that at 13, 14, then you're never going to change. And
right.
You're never going to see a difference until it, like, it actually just, it's like, slaps you in the face. And it might be too late.
And especially if you're not around, like, if say, you know, if you're racist, you're not around certain types of people. So the only type of knowledge that you're getting about those types of people is from your family or mm-hmm. from entertainment, mm-hmm. from the media, mm-hmm. which I think we can all agree is not always looking the best on quote unquote minorities.
And to piggyback or just to tap in on you, for racist, everyone, we don't just necessarily mean white to black. It can be racist right. from any type of race, you know,
or religion,
or whatever the sort may be. So, you know, we don't want to just single out any particular race. It's all races, you know.
In we're a pro equality,
correct?
Podcast.
And at the end of the day, man, like, you know, you just there's certain things that you got to do every day, and I think you know what those things are.
I didn't want you to cut us off before I threw this in just to end. I don't know if you guys were done, but to end it kind of on a positive note, I seen a great video today. It was a little black girl that was probably, I don't know, maybe 3 years old, and they were at like a protest in a park, and she was going around hugging everybody. Like, and her mom was following her, like saying free hugs, but the little girl wasn't saying anything. She was just walking around giving everybody hugs. Mm-hmm. And the message of this video is basically, we're not born with hate in our heart. You know, that's something that we learn over time, or not necessarily even taught, but just you inquire from the life that you live,
or
where you grow up.
Yeah.
It might not definitely agree with the surroundings.
Might not even be something that is on purpose. Mm-hmm. Like your parents might not be forcing something on you. It's just. What you believe.
Damn.
Definitely agree. All right. But we are going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
This your boy Dane, Sound of the Streets podcast. I'm here with Creme de la Creme, JG Wentworth, and Easy Breezy. Tune in to our podcast, Sound of the Streets. Get with it or get lost.
And we're back, and thank you again for tuning in to the Sound of the Streets podcast. Once again, I'm your host, JG Wentworth, and I got
Crimson Chase,
Dang Dad,
Easy Breezy, and Bang Bang, and we are the Sound of the Streets podcast. Okay, and so what we're going to do is jump into, you know, one of our last little subjects we'd like to go ahead and talk about. So I was thinking, like, man, what would it be like, or what would y'all do if you were stranded on an island? You had your little JBL speaker, you feel me? And you had your little couple extra batteries to charge it up with, you know what I mean? And you got you some tunes. But you were only limited to 5 artists to listen to. And with these 5 artists, you can listen to their whole collection of music. But what 5 artists do you think you would have?
So can I ask a question, a clarification question?
Absolutely.
Am I only choosing an artist based off of their current collection? Or can I, if I pick a younger person, then I'm going to get everything new that they come out with as well?
Yes, so you'll get everything new as well. I like that, yep. So like if you were to pick, for instance, let's just go with Lil Baby, then yes, you would get all his collection he has now.
Like I can't use that one, and that's who I was thinking about.
No, I wouldn't pick him. Unfortunately, I wouldn't. I like Lil Baby though, but I wouldn't. I feel like there's some other artists I would choose, but
like that you could really just live with for 5 for the rest of your thing.
Yep.
Off top is, I mean, I fucks with Roger Troutman.
Okay, I like that.
You feel me? Like
So, unfortunately, you have all his collection from
his greatest hits, everything.
Yep, you got it all.
Got it all. All
right, I like that one.
Okay, then I'll go with like Master P.
Okay.
You feel me?
All right.
I'll live if you hear me. I mean, I'm going his whole jump off with everybody. You feel me?
Okay.
And then I got to fuck with T.I.
Okay, yes. I had him in my top five as well.
You feel me?
Yes. I had him in my top five.
And the young dudes right now, for real.
So who you got? You got Roger. Uh-huh. Who else? Who was your second one?
Roger.
I know you said
T.I.P.
Oh, Master P. And then T.I. Uh-huh. All right, so you got two more.
And then I will pick lady female wise. I don't know why I fucks with her so bad.
I know what you about to say.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't think you was going to say her. I thought you were going to say somebody else. I thought you were going to say Janae Aiko or somebody like that.
Nah, but Megan Thee Stallion is like her vibe is on a whole nother level. And then...
Okay, so you got four.
I got four. And then I'm just going to go with my Keith Sweat nigga. I mean, you might not know him, but... It's just something about the R&B side that, you know what I'm saying?
You grew up on that.
I grew up on that.
I feel you.
So that's my fever.
Okay.
That's my fever.
All right.
I would have never guessed.
Nah, for real.
Any of those five.
Some of those I wouldn't have never guessed either.
Because I was going to say Wiz. I was going to say Wiz, though. But, like, these are songs that when I instantly hear them, it's like.
I know. Listen, though, because I'm going to be real with you. Because if you put on a Troutman song, everybody going to. I already know how that's going to
sound. See, I don't know who that is.
Computer love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I do know that song.
Yeah. And then, Do I Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Or more bounce. More bounce. More bounce.
Megan Thee Stallion, that one threw me off though, because he threw a little curveball in there. One female out of all five, you gotta have at least one female, man.
What?
So he threw a little curveball, and I like that because we gotta show the female lady some love. Period. Point.
So does it have to be a female rapper?
No.
Whoever you want.
You want Keith Sweat, so it could be R&B side, like
anything.
He's an artist.
Anything that you can basically live with for
the rest of your life,
on that island. Okay. And it could be a country song, G.
Why you say that to me?
No, because I for
why
real.
Why you say that to me?
Because I know you like them. I know you like them. Right. I got a few, but it wouldn't be like, I know you know good tracks, like CDs and shit.
I just like music.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, though.
I was here to talk about Bruce Springsteen.
Hey. That must be before my time. Because I never heard of that joint. Never heard of him.
You never heard of Brucey?
Man, I ain't never heard of Brucey, man.
I don't want to go next. I mean, somebody else can go.
He showed me, Bruce, and not bad, for real. Not bad. It's definitely a lot of live music, though.
Yeah, he does a lot of live.
Like, so. It was actually good because it was recorded live, so, and it sounded really good live.
Yeah.
So that's why I go ahead and ride to it.
See, that's why I like back to the country music and kind of off topic a little bit. I like going down to Nashville because they have any bar you go into down there, they got a band playing or somebody singing or something, and it might not be songs that you like, but you can appreciate the music and appreciate the work that they're putting in.
Plus the atmosphere of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel me?
All right, so Grim, where you at?
Whew, man, this is a tough one. I've been quiet. It's been a tough one, but
he's been thinking.
It can change any day, but
you gotta take these five. You can't change it because if you don't want to go, then I go.
I mean, I can go. It's just I'm back and forth on certain ones. I mean,
okay.
I feel like even though I don't listen to him all the time, but I think if I were to be in that situation, I need his music. I need some Pac.
Okay.
I mean, that's so pertinent to what's going on right now.
I like it.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Not Wayne of now, but Mixtape Weezy.
I mean, but you got all Wayne. Whoa, so man, I mean,
that's a lot of music.
That's a good collection right
there. That's a lot of music.
I'm going to say this. On top of that collection, you got classics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Firm classics. Big shouts out to Lil Wayne for that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say big shouts out to all the artists that we've named thus far.
Because P was up there, too. He got a lot of shit.
He got big classics, too.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say P was the first to do it, period. And what I mean by the first to do it, the first to really do it, I'm talking about like selling CDs out to Trump, getting his name all over the place. CD, when you open the CD up, got all the CDs he's coming out with. Right. Like nobody was doing different color CD cases.
Hey, and one more thing. So, Kram, go ahead. He's the first person to come with the double CDs. Double tapes. He was giving you 15 on one tape, 15 on another. Bangers.
30 yeah. piece.
Listen, flip it over and around.
Straight like that. Continuing while y'all talking, y'all
make. So hold on, what? So you got Pac,
Wayne. Continuing as well, listening. I've been switching up. It's terrible. I gotta have Snoop in there, man.
Snoop.
I got his Snoop.
Okay.
Snoop is an icon, man. He got
sure. All
right. He's good for any move, man.
From DOG.
Hey.
I mean,
nothing wrong with Snoop. Snoop got classics too.
It's a beautiful to you know, sensual seduction.
Mm-hmm. Get him on.
You can do that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I got hip to Snoop through Wiz.
Okay.
I'm a little bit younger.
It's all sorry. Good,
it's
all
what?
Right. Sorry.
So that's what the blue carbon treatment is one of the best.
You ain't heard of it. You ain't heard of it. It's a G thing, babe.
I mean, I've heard of them. It's just, you know, like. Once Wiz was
too
like,
out, geez, just,
that's what it brought my attention to it more.
That,
you know
that
I mean?
Makes like, sense.
Made like, me go back and listen
Death
to those
Row
songs.
Death Row is a label that like pays that. Me?
Songs that you guys knew in the 90s, I didn't know till 2010.
Right, I feel you.
Yeah, it's a different vibe. It's a different feel when you see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget when I first saw Snoop Dogg, what's my name, whatever. I was in Germany, living with the parents, you know, mm-hmm. Course living with parents, but you know, military and came in from playing. I saw I had Germany MTV turn it on and they went to the video and I was just like, my mind was blown. I was like 7 years old or something. Like,
oh, we keep interrupting cool. you though. So Pac,
but
Wayne,
yes,
Snoop, two of America's most wanted on the same list at the same motherfucking time.
and this is another one.
Shit.
See, it's so hard, man. I want to say Jay-Z because he is my favorite MC.
Period. There okay. you go.
I'm with you on that.
But now, you say I gotta get a girl.
You gotta have a female on there.
Just do six.
No,
do five.
Female would be.
Nah,
if I had
can't
to have
do
a female.
It. Gotta stick to five.
If I even had the female, I might even like.
No five and a possible. Even,
and I might be hurting myself with this one, but if I had to have a female, it's going to be Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Hey, bro.
Okay.
Listen, I
run that.
Fucks with her.
Run that.
I'm sorry.
She's one of the only females. I hate to say it. I can listen to and actually learn something. No disrespect, mm-hmm. but a lot of the girls mm-hmm. today, you talking to the ladies, let's be real.
Mm-hmm. They ain't nowhere near her caliber.
You know, I mean, even I love Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was lyrical, you know, on Mobb Deep and all that sort of stuff, but...
She ratchet, though.
She like
yes,
the, I feel like...
She ratchet.
And again, no disrespect, but I feel like the females...
Shout out to Lil' Kim.
That go, quote-unquote, commercial nowadays and whatnot, it's all coming from the look... And they're all, you know, marketed a certain way and things like that. And it might not necessarily be what they're saying. And it might start out that way.
Yeah.
With a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people you could say that are like that. But it might start out that way and then it slowly
sex
turns
sales.
to oh, sex
for sure.
Or just, you know, that song that bops that yep. not I really was, saying anything but
yeah
you bopping your head every time you hear it.
Shout out to the one of the real female MCs out here, Rhapsody. I don't even know all your music, but every time I heard you spit it was fire. So
fucking fire
to you. She and honorable mentions for my
Bam.
list, the whole Genuine collection.
Oh, listen, you took mine.
Look,
you can't add that
I
in.
I know Relly's whole collection right now. I swear. Watch, I'm telling you.
I need that Genuine.
I'm about to write about four of life right now.
I'm telling you right now, Genuine is definitely in my top five.
Hold on. Well, let's do this. Let Dame write them down. Let's see how many he gets right.
All
right. Keep in mind, these dudes have been best friends for a long time. So
this is like one of those TV shows.
Jarrell, be honest.
I will.
How many of Dame's would you have guessed?
Probably
out of the five that he said. How many of?
I'll be real. Probably two to three for sure. I probably would have guessed the Roger Troutman one.
Yeah, because I can tell by his face when I said him, I knew he was going to say that.
Who was the other ones you said real quick?
T.I.
T.I. We both were T.I.
I want T.I. on my list too. But
like,
see, I have a lot of people too.
I probably would have guessed those two. Some of the other ones I may have not guessed, you know, but that's just because, like you said, like different tastes. It's different taste for different situation.
Mm-hmm. Y'all made me kick off my boy Jeezy too.
So, like, I'm definitely going with Genuine. And if you ask me, if obviously I'll take his whole collection, but I'm going to be banging the 100%. Flat out.
Yes, sir.
100%.
That's an official PD. If you don't know what PD stands for, it's panty dropper, folks.
Yes, sir.
Panty dropper. Keep that in the car after a date. It's a good chance the panties are dropping.
Yes. I'm also going to go with Drake.
You like the old Drake.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I definitely heard you bumping some old Drake.
I definitely get the fact that I'm getting his whole collection. I feel like it's kind of huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge right there.
Yeah. He's got all type of different. It depends on how you're feeling, which one you want to listen to.
I like exactly. that. Riding exactly. the six with my wolves. I like mm-hmm. that.
Jay-Z.
Hov.
Jay-Z would definitely be up there.
Baby.
Whole collection. You dig?
The masterpiece.
So I said Jay-Z. I said Genuine. I said Drake.
Marking them off.
As his name.
I'm trying to really think like somewhere where it's like it's take me somewhere, and Drake takes me somewhere sometimes, for sure.
What about Mr. West?
Nah.
Musically.
I like Ye, but nah.
They ain't gonna be on his island action right there.
Nah, they ain't gonna be on my island action. Let's try to think, man. It's tough, man. Because I went old school. I went new school.
So
I went with the R&B. Almost had it.
So do you want to try to go? It might be a little bit easier to think of the female. Since there's less to think about.
True.
I'm surprised you ain't said nobody that, like, as far as, like, producers, like, not necessarily producers, but, like, and I don't want to say anybody because...
No, let me know. Who are you thinking of?
I mean, just not necessarily this person, but, like, somebody like Pharrell who, like, makes the music and
right.
you know, because that's what you do.
Right.
Not necessarily Pharrell, but that's just the person that came to mind.
But then, you know, in that sense, then I would have to go with Timbo first.
Yeah.
Flat out, because like when it comes to beats, like, don't get me wrong, I love a lot of new producers that are out, and I love Pharrell because, you know, I grew up listening to Timbaland Pharrell, but Timbaland was my number one. Like, it's easy. That was easy.
So who's your girl,
female wise? I thought of two because I don't know. I just think they're different.
Uh huh.
And Mary J.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mary J. was
that's a
was,
very good one.
Was one because I like her. I like her music.
Oh, that was a good one. I take MJ.
And if not Mary J. I know I don't listen to her music a lot as much as I should, but her music is so drifty. And that's Sade.
Damn, real.
I thought
I know one person that you was going to say, but that's a good one too. Sade.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Oh, real good.
Here you go. I knew you was going to talk about Jen. I knew Timberland. I knew Drake off the dribble. Jay-Z off the dribble. And fucking Missy. I thought you was going to say Missy.
That's a good one, though, because of Missy and Timberland.
Exactly. Like, oh, and that's why. A lot of them are tied together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That whole little Timberland, the whole crew.
That's why. Listen, Relly is the first person that got me hip to all the Timberland shit. Like, that's how I got known to Timberland Magoo. That's how I got known to fucking, it was that,
Oh, you talking about Player.
Player. There you go. Fucking, man, listen.
Speaking of Timbo and with that
Missy. super long time ago, fry.
me and my friends came up with a realization that there's a certain time frame where everybody in the hip hop and R&B game was connected through Timbaland. The whole 6 degrees of separation thing.
It was. I can almost agree to that in the sense of even pop.
Oh, we forgot
to R&B to rap.
Yeah,
forgot about me? That Aaliyah though.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave her out.
Oh,
you can't leave Aaliyah out.
Rest in peace, man.
I mean, when it comes to like female artists, I hate to say it, man. Like, it's a lot of them out there that y'all good. Y'all really good. And like, I even
especially
go to
Left Eye. Remember Left Eye?
When it comes to rapping females, I'm gonna go with Young and Mad.
I'm going with the Brat.
I feel you on the
she
Brat.
She got flame. And she still got flame.
Always.
Young and May is mine.
I mean, I ain't gone yet, so what if I wanted to use
my fault. Right there? Because, well, the Brat is before your time anyway.
That is a fact, though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So Young and May would be more.
I wasn't going to use any of
that. Young and May would definitely be more your.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Female rapper.
Then he's going to flip around and shock us, and he's going to say something like, yo, my female's Lady of Rage. We're going to be like, Lady of Rage?
You talking about some Afro Puffs,
you talking about Baby D?
I've been struggling to think of a female.
They know how to zebra cakes? They know how to fake cakes? That's Baby D.
So, Breeze, what you got? What you got for me?
Miley Cyrus? You guys kind of made it a little bit easier for me because...
Garth Brooks?
Oh, my God.
Nah, this is my fault, y'all. This is probably the blackest white boy I ever known in my fucking life. Like seriously, no
like
bullshit.
Gary Owens?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's some real shit.
It's like, he's
that's
like,
some real shit, though.
It's like Gary Owens. He's like Gary Owens, and Johnny's like the one dude off of... the two dudes. Damn, what the fuck is that movie? He kind of heavy set a little bit. He's funny as fuck.
What movie are you talking about?
Fuck. He'd be like, super bad. What, American Pie?
American Pie?
I'm talking about the fat dude, but he got skinny, then got fat again.
Yeah.
And he got skinny.
Was that American Pie? No.
I can't think of his name.
American Pie is old.
No, what I'm thinking American Pie. You talking about, like, he was in Jump 20.
There you go.
21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Jump 21 Jump Street. I said Jump 21.
And he was in whatever, Superbad.
Superbad.
You know,
that's
what
I'm
talking about. He was in the Greek.
Come on, we got to get his name.
My favorite movie.
What's his name?
What is his name?
Everybody is like mad at us right now because they know what the
I know
name is.
We apologize. We know your name.
We know who he
is. They're saying it. They're screaming at their phones
during
the
day. We always, all of us have brain farts.
See,
you know what I mean?
Big brain fart. Jonah Hill.
My bad.
He was in Moneyball too. That's a favorite of mine.
Hey,
it's a baseball movie.
Listen, that's you and Johnny G.
I like
two of the best funny fucking white boys. that's damn near niggas that I ever met in my life, G. But go ahead, give me your five.
All right, so like I was saying, you guys made it a little bit easier on me because I don't want to double dip. I don't want to say somebody that you guys already said. So that narrowed it down a little bit for me, but I will kind of touch on who I may have said that you guys said. So I will start with Wiz.
Yes.
Because.
Yes, that's what I would have put him in for sure.
I'm on an island, stranded on an island, I gotta have Wiz. Because he just got that up tempo, vibe that you want for that type of situation. Secondly, I'm probably gonna go with Wale.
Okay.
For kind of the same reason.
Okay.
And just. Lyrically, I feel like he can speak to you. He'd be talking to you while you were stranded on that island.
Mm-hmm. He could definitely have an up-tempo going and then get you on a little more serious level as well.
Mm-hmm. I probably would have went with Drake or Wayne. You know, just those were classics from my growing up. As far as female goes, I've been struggling with this because I might need a little help. I need somebody like... That's gonna sing to me like Alicia Keys or like Ashanti or something like that. Like
all right.
Somebody like that that's gonna make me feel, you know, when I need that. When I need that
I like
love
I like where you're going with Alicia Keys and Ashanti. I mean, those are two legendary icons when it comes to music and it comes to singing. Like, you, I mean,
I used to have the biggest crush on her.
Who, Ashanti?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I bet.
What got me was the baby hair.
I know what he's talking about.
Oh, baby. And she, dum. Just her, that's her rock right there. Like, baby boy.
So, I mean, yeah. I
eat that.
So that's my that's three. Still bad. My four, I'm gonna go with.
Oh, you said Wiz, Wale, and then her.
Let's go Alicia Keys.
Okay, Wiz, Wale, ooh, Alicia Keys.
He got the modern day flow right here.
Yeah. So then let's all go. Let's go with Luda.
Okay.
Let's go with Luda.
Okay. Can't be mad at that.
I can't be mad at that at all.
That's kind of.
He's got classics too.
I'm going to
say. Flat out. He's got classics too.
Forget. He's probably the only person that got that flow.
He's one of the people that got me really into hip hop. Like when I was at that age.
You heard that, Luda? Like, shouts out, cuz.
When it was like, am I going to go this way that my family listens to this music, or am I going to go this way that my friends are listening to this? And, you know, it's obviously you're going to listen to what you like. And Luda, I feel like, was that person that kind of put me over to that side.
Hey, that chicken and beer, shout out to that.
Oh, sure.
And then last, you know, I gotta rep my culture, and I'm going to go with Eminem.
Eminem. Okay. Eminem. All right, so we look like.
Throw some shade in there.
I really can't believe that nobody said Eminem.
Well,
it got to me.
I think
it's almost
it's
your preference era,
and taste. Mm-hmm. I mean, Eminem grew up in we was all Eminem too.
Well,
flat out.
Well, yeah, but we was by then though. We was so stuck on that Timberland shit. Like I mean, know I was.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was. You gotta think. I feel like Eminem came out around the time what we were. Definitely still in high school.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe even junior high.
You know what? Maybe even came out around Ludacris time. Mm-hmm.
So, like, at the end.
A little bit earlier.
Yeah. A little bit earlier. So, I feel like at the end of the day, he was definitely through our time.
Just the two of us.
And I just feel like there's just where the preference come in, like, of what you want to listen to when you are on an island.
He's got a big collection.
If you had asked me this question in the year 2000, 2001... Eminem would have been on my list all day. Mm-hmm. It's just my personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
After the Eminem show,
that's he lost how I me. Felt.
Yeah,
that's how I felt.
But he got three classics back to back. Who does that? His first three albums, classics.
That very
but
first
after
CD.
That, it's just he lost.
I remember sitting in my grandma, and this is probably right when I was talking about that a fork in the road. Which way am I going to go musically? Yeah, I remember sitting in my grandma's basement watching TRL, and hi, my name is.
Oh yeah.
My name is
who?
And it's like that comes on, and it's like, what are you? I mean,
right?
I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Cause just the whole fact of him talking about that shit, but when he was doing blocking her, putting her in the trunk, and throwing her off the river, and Kaylee's with him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Kaylee. Mommy just floating. Like, damn.
Yeah, he said some shit.
Kind of scared me.
Yeah, he might have some scary stuff if you're stranded on an island.
Yeah. Think about that.
You have to listen to him in the daytime.
Bro, I'll throw that bitch in the ocean. I'm tossing that one.
All right, y'all. What the last segment here before we go is an out the hat segment. So basically what happens is, you know, we have a few people that we know, or people email us and, you know, drop off some topics, like, you know, whatever the topic may be, and we just pull them out the hat. Well, it looks like I pulled a topic out, and this came from, looks like, lookman@gmail.com. And it looks like they had a question about 6ix9ine and Akon. You guys hear anything about 6ix9ine and Akon, or know anything about 6ix9ine and Akon?
Locked up.
He is a snitching now.
So, do you guys know what's going on or anything about that?
With Akon and 6ix9ine?
Yeah, explain.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're making the record Locked Up Part 2.
So is that what's being said? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a little snippet that showed up on social media that was Akon and 6ix9ine. They were just, I mean, it looked like they were probably sitting in a house, probably in 6ix9ine's, wherever he's located at right now, in front of a computer, and they were playing the song and singing along to it. But it was, I think the clip I seen was like 45 seconds of the song.
I saw the same clip.
He bugging.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it.
In what way? Like, as far as Akon goes, you don't agree with Akon working with 6ix9ine, or you don't agree with the song being made, period, or
the whole shebang.
Anything to do with 6ix9ine, you disagree yes. with?
No, we're not doing that. And then the fact that Akon would go and take a classic like Locked Up and let a snitch get on part two.
I kind of feel you on that.
Person, the person was on the classic was Styles P. The Ghost. The Ghost.
Legend.
Now we're going with 6ix9ine the snitch.
You got to look at it from Akon's perspective. Akon's been, I mean, it's not like Akon just quit making music.
He's paid.
He stopped making music because
he's paid.
He had a little incident with a female on stage that may or may not have been underage. And two, true. The music that he started coming out with, people didn't rock with it like they did when he was coming out.
Outdated.
Back, you know, before that. And
he's outdated.
So if you say he's paid.
No, he's paid.
I mean, is he? I mean,
it seems like this would be a very lucrative idea for him to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's what I was thinking of. Like,
this
as in,
is nothing but smart for him.
Like, he's taking the opportunity because think about this.
6ix9ine
because of Africa right now. But we talking about electricity.
But then that was a little while ago.
Yeah,
that was a little while ago.
That's the, it ain't
so I'm
stopped.
Not. I'm not saying that it hasn't stopped or it's not relevant, but in the sense of.
It was career
day. If someone outside looking in is like, well, how could I make myself get some more money?
Akon is more exposure. He's a legend.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
Like you're telling me.
Akon not come for exposure.
Krim,
what's he coming for then?
Answer this honestly.
I don't know what he's coming for. So what would be the reason why? Why would you go to 6ix9ine to ask
for? No, 6ix9ine probably came to him.
6ix9ine probably came to him.
Okay.
That nigga Akon ain't looking for this nigga.
And okay, so then let me ask you this. If you are Akon and you get a call from 6ix9ine's people and they're like, hey man, we wanna do, you know, we wanna try to do a remix for your song, Locked Up, like and
this is how much I want, and y'all about to give it to me? Mm-hmm. Come on, I fuck with you. I need three M's. Mm-hmm. I'm taxing them.
So y'all saying on the same thing. Phone rings right now. 6ix9ine's manager. He wants to come on the podcast. We're gonna tell him no.
6ix9ine manager. No, he can come and holler at us.
No, 6ix9ine.
Well, 6ix9ine wants to come on the podcast.
Listen, we're gonna tell him no. That's different. Cause I want to hear
come on the podcast. Podcast gonna blow up.
Period.
Absolutely.
Listen, it's a difference. It's kind of a difference though. Now because we looking for the clout. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Khan ain't looking for the clout. Dude went to Khan. Kind of like shit. I mean, you.
We're just assuming.
And yeah. And also, I'm thinking on a sense of if they came to Khan has to accept whatever offer that they have, you know, that they're offering to try and do the song.
No,
right?
Khan, if it's his music.
It's his music, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like if somebody he actually owns shit. It.
What I'm saying
he
is
he actually owns it.
That's what. Well, right. That's what I'm saying. So if I'm 6ix9ine, I come to you, Akon, and I. You know, or hit my people come to you and say, hey, we want to remake your song. Well, you have to accept whatever it is that we're trying to pay you to remake your song.
No, he has to?
Yeah.
Khan?
Yeah, he's going, we're going to offer you some money. And it's either A, you're going to accept it. And if you don't, then we can't do the song, obviously.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're going to let somebody
ask for more.
You're going to let somebody come to you?
Ask for more, correct.
You gonna let somebody come to you with your music and tell you how much they gonna give you for your shit?
They gonna offer me some money. That's what they gonna offer. Hey, we want. Listen, we buy this beat for you for $10,000. And I'm like, okay, I need 50.
This my ticket. You like it or leave it.
But it might be a situation. It might not even be. We're gonna give you money for the beat. We're gonna give you money for the song. It might be. Let's do this do this song and watch how much money you get off of this song. If he made. $3 million or whatever they said off of the song he first came out with when he first got out of jail, then he's going to come out with, like you said, a classic, like Locked Up. Everybody's going to listen to that. Everybody's going to download it.
Because at the end of the day,
to it one time.
We're all going to.
Everybody's going to watch the
everybody's
YouTube video.
Everybody's going to do this. And when they see that, they're going to stop and watch and see what he got to say.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
I personally feel like we cannot put it out of the realm of possibility that Akon might have came to him.
Yeah,
we can't. You can't.
I agree. Like
I've
we don't
seen
know.
Interviews with Akon, and Akon seems like one of those people who are like above it all, who has done it all, a legend, and I feel like Akon would look at things and look how lucrative it could be, and also look at the exposure and he's not going to care what the game is going
to
think about.
Because at the end of the day, I'm going to say this to piggyback off of you.
Yeah, I was about to, too.
A lot of younger generation don't know who Akon is.
There you go.
Right. So if Akon was to come back out with this song, then, you know, as a young, who's this? Akon. I ain't never heard of him. You're going to look it up, and then you're going to see what his music is, and at least that's going to bring traffic.
He got a song with Snoop Dogg.
All right.
No, he got a song with
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He got a song with...
And he's got, he's got classics, too. He's got a few classics himself.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like the younger generation is going to look at him and then go, oh, okay, this is an artist back in the day, and he was a hot artist, and da 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 da.
And I can't even say nothing about Akon, because you know who represent him tough? 50.
Really?
50 represent that nigga 6ix9ine so damn tough.
6ix9ine?
Oh, not no more, you know.
Bruh, this shit was just... get on YouTube.
Not no more?
Why?
When he got out of jail, 50 was like, yo, man, like, he ain't my son. I don't blame him.
Man, 50 on the same shit 6ix9ine. That 6ix9ine. Bruh, I swear to
before
God.
Before he was...
So 50 had a
little thing, but
50 was supporting, not really supporting 6ix9ine for what he did, but like before he went to jail, he was kind of behind 6ix9ine.
I mean, I know they got a song together.
Yes.
Recently. I mean, I don't really, well, no, nah, like how what recently? The song that I know
last year,
really,
right?
Is older.
Yeah. I know you're talking about
this. They did a song, bro. Wait till I get to looking up there, because they fucked me up. Because 50 was like, why, you know, about the snitching thing on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they fucking his baby mama, like.
Well, I seen, like, a comment on, it was on the video that I watched of Akon and 6ix9ine, and it said, watch, by the end of the year, everybody in the industry is going to be trying to work with 6ix9ine because of the clout and the money that you can make. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true that everybody's going to want to work with him. Right. Not everybody needs that clout.
Exactly.
Do this.
Yeah, I mean, be up and down.
He better save his money.
He's definitely got...
definitely got it, though.
I mean...
definitely got enough of it
because
already.
Even people who hate him are going to listen to it.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's going... it's just went a different place, man. Snitching is cool now.
Nah,
it's beyond me.
Fuck that.
It's beyond. I don't understand it. And if Akon does what he does, he hangs with him, does a song, he's gonna slowly, bit by bit, he's gonna get accepted back into the game. And I don't want to see that. That's what that's my final statement.
Touchy subject. Well, before we go, I think one thing we all can agree on is we want to send our prayers out to, you know, Mr. Floyd and his family. And anyone else before him who's lost their lives for something that's definitely, you know, not fair, or wasn't played by the rules, is what I would say. And on a more positive note, just all I can say is just make the world better every day. And you can do so by actually trying to get to know the person next to you if you don't, in some way, shape, or form, and not just reading a book by its cover.
Even just, hey, how you doing?
That's it.
How's your day going today?
Something. You know what
anything.
I mean? And that goes for everybody, not just the wrong or right, everybody.
Not the person that you want to impress, but the person that is taking your money at the gas station, or the person that's bringing your food to you. Just, it might just take that one act of kindness, or that one just reach of, hey, have a good night, or hey, you know, have a great weekend, how you doing today, to change somebody, or, you know, make somebody feel a little bit better about themselves, or about, you know, the world, or whatever it may be.
And all I can say,
somebody spoke to me
to piggyback,
I might not have many people that do,
yeah,
is,
right,
is, I feel like there's always somebody watching.
Officer.
That's all I can say. So once again, thank you. Download your podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And once again, this is The Sound of the Streets, and I'm
rate,
your host.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Hey, rate, review, subscribe, click the button, do anything wherever you get your podcast. Download, you know what I mean? Hit us up. If you got any questions, hit us up, comment, do anything you want, and we'll try to do our best to make sure we reply back.
Oh, we will.
You know, flat out.
Out the hat. Get your topics in for Out the Hat.
Yes, don't forget about that. Out the Hat topics.
We want to know what y'all want us to talk about. Sound of the Streets. We want to hear from the streets, hear from the people.
You can email soundofthestreets@gmail.com, and that's soundofthestreets@gmail.com, and that's streets with a Z. Okay.
Z.
Z. Like, right. What Dame's gonna be getting after this? Z.
Before I get that bowl of cereal in.
Big bowl of cereal. All right, you guys, thank you again for listening to The Sound of the Streets. Once again, I'm your host, JG Wentworth.
Crimson Chase.
Dame Dan.
Easy breezy.
This your boy, Dame. Sound of the Streets podcast. I'm here with Creme de la Creme, JG Wentworth, and Easy Breezy. Tune in to our podcast, Sound of the Streets. Get with it or get lost.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
Na, 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 na. And what is good? What's up, y'all? Welcome back. This is The Sound of the Streets. And once again, I'm your host, JG Wentworth, and I got my co-host,
Easy Breezy,
Crimson Chase.
All right, y'all. What's going on, man? How's everybody doing, man? Everybody doing all right?
Chilling,
today?
chilling.
Maintaining.
I feel it. Well, you know, what I want to do is I low-key, like, want to jump straight into it. All right, y'all with me?
Cannonball.
Whee! All right, so, like, back in the day, I worked as a customer service representative, okay? And basically, you know, people would call in and I would, you know, assess them with their problem. You feel me? So, you know, I just want to know what y'all's intake or how you guys would feel, you know, if a customer called in very angry, very mad at you, and you ain't got nothing to do with it. So, how would you feel?
I'm not going to be too happy, but if that's my job, you know, then I got to try to keep my patience a little bit.
Krim?
It's funny you bring that up. So I feel like, I don't know if you just be reading my mind a lot, things that's happened to me, but what? Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And I speak with my family a lot, folks, because I love my family. They love me. Hanging out with my father, got to get that time in, because, you know, even though we old, got to still keep family intact. Hanging out with my father, and, you know, we was handling some business, and we're going different places, and my father was a little upset about certain things, how things went, but mm-hmm. I work in customer service, and I had to, like, low-key check my pops, like, yo, I literally put on my phone super big, on some super, I can't see, and I showed my phone, and it said, relax, chill, bro, because my pops is a nice dude, but same time, when he feels disrespected, he will get stern.
He's a military man.
Exactly. He's a veteran. He gets stern. And not like Army stern, because he was Air Force, but stern. But his sternness is like he got a tone. And me, I'm tone sensitive. Okay?
Okay.
You can say some fucked up shit to me, but it all depends on how you say it to me. Mm. If you say it with a certain tone, it's going to trigger something in my body, and I'm going to feel a certain type of way.
Get defensive quick.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to get defensive and then go on the offense and feel like I'm ready for you. And I'm just like, Pops, like, yo, who's in the car? And I'm like, yo, that girl, have you met her? No, it's the first time I've seen her. Exactly. She ain't got nothing to do with what ever happened with someone else at the job. I'm like, keep in mind, like, he got a nice career. I'm like, basically, you know, contracting after the military, which is great money, better money than the military, and he's a veteran. I'm like, you've been in a management position and doing your thing, and you guys just do your thing on the flight line and fuel technician type stuff. And so you don't have to worry about this stuff. I'm like, at the bottom, at the customer service level, okay, you deal with a lot of crazy people, fools, nuts, whatever you want to call them, and I had to check him on some, bro. You think
everybody who works at Walmart is part of the same gang, and they just Walmart, you know, riding. No, they need a job. Okay, you don't know what's going through somebody's life. Somebody's mom could have died or something like that. Something tragic has happened with their kids, and you come in here and I say, I'm like, Dad, honestly, in the big scheme of things, you were light, because where I work, I done seen the bullshit. Okay, I done seen the bullshit. And I'm like, you were light, but it was not necessary for that to happen at all, you know, as far as how he would come off and say certain things. So with that said, I feel what you proposed and what you just said was, as a customer service person, I feel like people should just, if you have a problem, you can address the situation and be respectful without attacking someone. You know what I'm saying? And I told Pops, I'm like, yo, you'd be amazed. The nicer you are, the more respectful you are, it will get you so much further, because I'm going to actually be like, you know what? I'm sincerely sorry. I'm going to try to do my best. I'm going to do what I can. I might even help you even more, hook you up, you know, and do what I can to make sure you're good and you walk away happy. But if you come like a dickhead, I'm going to either work fast and not really care to get you out of my face, or I'm going to be on your ass.
Well, check me out. This here is basically a clip of an angry situation, all right? And I just want to know how you would handle it, being the person on the phone, and this is what is being told to you.
Does anyone work at these fucking offices, or is it all a fucking answering machine service? I fucking had money deducted from my fucking mobile without fucking authorization. I've had to send fucking emails, fucking texts to get fucking bullshit replies. Now I have to waste fucking money ringing your fucking company fucking overseas to get a fucking answering machine and use more of my fucking money for something that is fucking bullshit. One of you cunts, read my fucking emails and fucking reply. You're a bunch of fucking fuckwits. I cannot fucking tell you how fucking pissed off I am. And if I was in fucking America or Germany or England or whatever countries your fucked up offices are in, I would be walking into your fucking office right now and smashing your fucking heads in. Get the fucking picture. Resolve my fucking issue.
So that, that was a voicemail.
Yeah, I mean, basically yes, but I could say there were customers who would call in,
right,
and be boom just like that, go in just like that, and then you have to be able to respond right on the spot.
I've never experienced that in my all the years of collectively of customer service. Most times mine's a buildup and I see it happen before it happens, or I know it's coming. I've never experienced someone going crazy, ballistic. Well, not to that degree, but most times people are like, I know this is not, you don't know anything what happened. I know this is not the person I talked to. Now, if there was a person I talked, if I was that person, yeah, they probably would have went off like that. But I've never experienced something. He, fuck 0 to 100. He was on 100.
Fire. Fire. That's what I heard. I heard big fire from the get go, and that's all I can say. Like from top, when you start off the conversation on 10, then it's crazy. So at the end of the day, you know, I think it's very tough on anyone who has to answer phones, and that's the first thing you hear.
I feel like in that situation, if you're the person that he's talking to, you just gotta jump in immediately and just, all right, sir, we're gonna figure this out for you no matter what it takes. You know.
So
what
then,
I mean?
My question is then, like, but you just cut me off.
No, I'm not. Once he's done talking, okay, I'm not cutting him off. He's done talking,
okay, all right,
I'm not gonna cut him off
because
there was no cutting him off.
That's half the fun though. When you like let people go, and they just say what they say. Now, if you depending on like, see, I'm used to being face to face. So sometimes when people get a little too loud or too rowdy, I'm like, sir, can we just step over here? Like, you can cuss me out over here. Okay, can we step to the side? But you got to let them go because, you know, you want to see a lot of times you find out their mode of thought when they go on their little rants. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, me, I'm not a dumb guy. I'm not Einstein or anything, but kind of sharp. You know what I'm saying? I can cut.
So this is where I want to cut you off. So now, just imagine yourself doing that, hearing that person, okay? So on off the top of your head, you feel like, well, I can talk to this guy, you know, because I know how to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got to enter in information in this computer and still notate the account. You know, you got to do all the necessary things that...
While still trying to be nice to him.
While still trying to be nice.
Get the work done.
Hey.
Sir, can I put you on hold for one second? Like, fuck no.
No, and this is day one.
Mm. Yeah, that could be intimidating for a first time employee for that.
Yeah, I mean.
And
so just think about that.
I've been offered jobs like that because, you know, that's kind of, you know, like, you know, the telemarketer lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always stepped away from those because I know I'm a nice person, but I know after a while I'm gonna say something back. And even when I've been in times in public or in, like I said, in real life and face to face where people get mad, I never break my cool per se, but I might start getting snappy with you. I might be saying some subliminal disses to you.
Passive aggressive.
Yes.
Yep.
I will get really good at that where they see it or somebody with them laughs because they get it, you know, and they realize I'm making a fool out of them.
Just how you said, tone sensitive.
Yeah.
If your tone changes, then, you know, people can feel that. You know what I mean?
You know, I will say something in the nicest way, and that's using your tones. I'll say something in the nicest way, very professional, but it will be a dickhead statement. You know, that's about them. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel.
And they'll get that look in their face like, oh, I'm not dealing with a dummy. He just said a little slick slight to me because I said a slight to him. I'm like, hey, we can play this all day. Now, when it gets to that point where I feel like I might jump out of myself, if you feel what I'm saying, and get out of character, as they say, then I would be like, hey, let me go get someone higher ranking than me, and you can talk to them. Now, understand, when I go get them, I'm going to brief them on how you are. So they already going to come in there with their game face on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think I'm going to get him, and they just ain't going to know nothing. Now, if that person walks by, if a manager or somebody walks by, and they just happen to walk into it, then that's on them. But I'm going to give you a brief, like this person said this, and I'm going to be honest. I will tell the truth. Like, hey, I messed up on this part. This is why he's angry. I was trying to fix it, but this person is not responding to what I'm trying to do to him, you know, what I'm trying to do for him. He wants to still make a scene. But that's what another thing. People, man, a lot of people, they just want to be heard. They just want to be heard.
Right. Unfortunately, you're not always going to make everybody happy in the end.
Oh, no.
No matter, you might have solve one of their problems, but not another one. They're still going to be mad.
I dig it. So, I mean, go ahead. What was you going to say? Go ahead.
I'll say this. Today at my job, I got cussed out twice in the first hour of me being there. And, you know, I've been doing what I do for so long that I'm not fazed anymore. So, and plus, you know, with the pandemic going on, I got the mask on, and they can't even see I got a mean mug on my face. They just see my eyes, you know, like a ninja. So, but the funny thing about me is, like I said, I'm very professional. I try to help people. You know, I'll be honest if I messed up, but they were mad at me about something else that I didn't do. But so when they came down, you know, I'm expecting they've got guns a-blazing, you know. But they were a little, the first time one of them was a little heated, but they both came back and was like, apologized. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I want to apologize to you. No, I know it's not your fault. You were trying to do everything you could. And that happens to me a lot. Good. Thank God. That happens to me a lot. I done got chewed out on some real stuff. And people were like, oh, I've had husbands apologize for their wives. You know, they be in them relationships with the wives run everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get
you know, and they had to apologize. Like, look, I'm so sorry. She is a female dog. I'm going to keep it clean, even though I cussed earlier. But she is a female dog. So, but you get those type of people.
Yeah, I feel it.
All right, so just kind of continuing off of our last episode where we talked about
top five artists
yeah.
that we all, you know, stranded on an island.
For sure.
I just kind of wanted to, not necessarily, you know, who we think is the best right now, quote unquote, the best or whatever, but just who we're listening to right now. You know, it could be, you know, somebody older. It could be somebody, you know, more recent. Just, you know, what's everybody listening to right now? Like, what do you listen to on your way to work when you're trying to get woke up for the day and whatnot, or when you get off work when you're trying to?
Exactly. I mean, I'm gonna simplify your question, and I'm gonna say the thing about people when it comes to music, I've realized, and you just made me realize this right now. Like, that's how it works. Sometimes it just comes to my mind. What is in your rotation in your car?
There you go.
Bottom line. Because what you ride to is what you really vibe to. Because
it's a limited amount of time.
And you have a choice.
You're driving to work or home or whatever.
And you, how many people hate going to work and you ain't got no music and you got to listen to the radio and you're like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I want to hear this right now, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, I have lately, you know, I'm really, my phone's been messed up, so I couldn't do my auxiliary thing, but that's about to change. Got a new phone, folks. But with that said, I've been listening to only the CDs that I have in my car, and I'm a kind of, you know, little, I stay in the past a little bit. But as of lately, I was banging that past week or so. I've been banging Kendrick Lamar, Mad City, you know what I'm saying? The album, of course. And classic. Like the motive lately has been getting me through is, if Pyrus and Crips all got along, they'd probably run me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me every time I'm in the streets. I hear, yeah, 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 yeah.
Man down.
Where you from? But yeah, we can keep going. But anyway, but yeah, I've been banging that. And then today I decided on the way here, I decided to switch it up. And I found my another classic, in my opinion. The game documentary 2, double disc, both of them classics. All
right.
I didn't have the, okay. Everybody know who rocked with that album. 2.5 is better than 2.0. I mean, basically it's a red and blue disc. The blue disc is better than the red disc. No Crip and Blood stuff. I'm just saying, everybody know I'm talking about that. That Anderson .Paak, he got classics with both straight throughs, but that's what I was rocking with.
I feel it.
Me, I'm just gonna have to tell you, let me see, because I'm just like cuz, for real. Like, I'm just big on moods. So I'm gonna have to say definitely Nipsey. I'm banging some Nipsey for sure right now. A lot of Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
Yes, sir.
I'm also
all money in, no money out.
I could also, you know, there's Meek, mm-hmm. tripping.
Meek.
Can't forget Meek about
Meek. Got to stay on repeat.
Yep. You
know, yes, sir.
And then, like, J. Cole. I'm banging some J. Cole for sure.
Always keep Cole. Keep Cole there.
I will say Dolph is in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Just because he brings a different type of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
100. Migos, stay in the mix. I want to give a big shout out to 2K, all right? Because a lot of songs that I've heard off of 2K, I've been putting in my mix, in my rotation, mm-hmm. too. And 2K does a really good job of mixing up songs and then updating the stuff, too.
Right, right.
So they do what they do. So what they do, just to let you know, Krim, for real, they...
I was about to ask, bro.
They... had, like, so for instance, let's say, like, your song was the hottest song out right now, right? You know, they'll have that on there, and then they'll mix it up and throw some other songs in there. And then your song may stay on, but they might mix it up and throw some different songs on there. Then your song may eventually die off or whatever, and then they throw some different songs. But so, like, they just keep updating, but there will be some of the same songs still on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, look, if it's hot, it's hot. So they're right. Going to keep them in, you know, sync all the way rotation. But I didn't know that about 2K. I was really... Yeah. I'm happy you said that, because I was going to, everybody, I'm not a sports guy. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't play 2K. I watch them play 2K. It looks fun, but I never been that dude, you know. When it comes to video games, I'm on some Call of Duty stuff and other things, you dig?
It's actually where you can, if you have, like, a season, you're my player. Mm-hmm. Whatever team you play for, they'll give you a chance. You can actually pick the music that they play in the arena during the games.
Ooh. Okay.
Or like,
that's what's up.
Pre-game. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that yet. Ooh. And that's just because when I play my player, I don't think I've gotten that far yet.
And you always play at the park anyway. You don't really play like the season games.
That was my next thing I was going to say too. Like, I think I got to like game 38 maybe.
Yeah.
But I played a lot of park.
Yeah, you can pick like pregame or like what they play in between like the quarters or whatever. I always thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you got to wait, like with your my player, you got to wait until you're like kind of superstar status where they let you do that stuff. So were you done, bro?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, there's also, I'm going to say, there's various artists. I can just say that. That's why I said the 2K thing, because there's just various artists off of that. And there's various artists that's in my list that, you know, maybe some people do know, some people don't know, but that's just the way life is.
I feel it. I've been listening to a lot of Lil Baby, a lot of Future, and the new stuff that he came out with. Future's always a good one. He's got so much. And then, Rel, you got me listening to Nipsey. I was listening to Nipsey all day today driving around.
That's what's up.
But let me ask you something. Y'all say listen to Nipsey, because Rel know. I love Nipsey, okay? I was listening to Nipsey before anybody knew Nipsey like that. Like, I missed his first underground mixtape when he had Hustle in the House. He flipped the Criss Cross sample. That's way back, like, way back. Like, but I got on to Nipsey on the marathon, the first one, the mixtape. That was like 2009, 2010.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to be real and say, like, okay, so.
I need to get y'all, all I'm saying, I might need to get y'all
that. That I got hip to that had him, Big Sean, Wiz, and
French Montana.
French Montana, yeah. And my dude B got me hip to that song. So, like, I messed with that track. You know what I mean? But because of the artists that were on that at that time, which was Wiz and Big Sean, I was listening to their music
more than I was. Listen to it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was already listening to their music. So then I was like, oh, yeah, that track hot. You know what I mean? And who was this guy? Oh, that Nipsey. Okay. And then my brother also got me hip to Nipsey. And he used to always tell me, bro, you should be banging. And I was like, okay, yeah, brother. You know, but.
See, when I was bumping Wiz, Kush and OJ back.
Way
back, Nipsey's on that, and I had no idea. Like,
until
I didn't know that. Right now, you just taught me something.
Really, no idea he was on
what
that.
What song?
I have to find it.
Okay,
because I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
But what I was saying,
I'll find it right now.
What I was saying though is, I need both get y'all a copy of the marathon.
We'll see
the first one.
Like today, since I'm just getting kind of started, I just went to the first, which was Victory Lap, which was the last album we made.
Exactly.
That's and just was I kind of put that on shuffle.
Yeah,
what you listen to a lot.
Victory Lap,
because I knew a lot of the songs already from you.
And I'll say this to you: funny thing about Victory Lap, and this is respect to Nipsey, respect and rest in peace, bro. Nipsey, the last CD I ever bought.
Not on Cushion OJ. I lied.
The last real CD I bought, because I missed that time of buying CDs. The last CD I've ever bought was Nipsey Hustle, Victory Lap, and then the tragedy happened a year or so later.
Right.
And I was like, damn, you know. And I'll be honest with you, when I first got it, I listened to it, but I didn't listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know.
But that's just that's another one that's
it's fire, but because I don't know, maybe because of nostalgic reasons, because the marathon, man, that's my favorite Nipsey project, the marathon.
Is that classic mixtape or album?
Mixtape, just press play, bro. He rapped on other people's stuff sometimes, but he also had his own beats. And I played a few tracks for real a few times, when, you know. But I mean, you know, it's I don't know, man. It was just good stuff, buddy.
I'm on it.
Good stuff. Yeah, the marathon. Not the marathon two or whatever. Nah, the marathon. The
marathon. One. All right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So, with that said, I'm gonna throw in a sneaker. I'm gonna throw in a, you know, left hook. I got some other things I want to talk about, but we thought of something, you know, before the podcast. We do a little pre-gaming. And I want to say, this is good. I'm gonna catch these guys on the spot. They're gonna think. I'm gonna think, but I got one. You know those movies that are so bad they're good? And my top pick for that, at least I'm just gonna put one in the box here real quick, put it on the table. And he brought it up to my attention. Pootie Tang. I love Pootie Tang. It's a terrible movie, but it's a good movie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And most times when these movies are so terrible, it's because they're so stupid, they're funny.
Right.
You know, I could think of some more. Right now, I just thought of another one.
What'd you just say?
I'm not going to put it on. The movies that are so terrible, they're Pootie good.
You say Pootie Tang?
Sadate. My Damon.
Definitely one of those movies I feel like is, just like you said, for real. It's one of those movies I feel like that was so bad that people are going to remember certain parts from the movie, and like it's always going to go down. Like, especially I think for certain people that watch the movie, for sure. You know, just like you said, Sadate, the little stupid stuff that he did in the movie, I think people are going to always remember. But I can agree that that's probably one of the movies that was so bad that was good.
I say this, you know, real quick for you. Keep thinking. Mm. Well, you too, Breezy. I'll say this, when we was recording the other day, I was in the booth. You know how bad I want to say bleed. But I was like, he ain't gonna get it.
See, I wouldn't have, because then it's just on the strength of, like, I watched the movie and then that was it. It wasn't one of those that I was like, all right, let me pop it back in.
See, You like to partake in, you know, heavenly flowers, so, and we all do. So, you know, you need to go back and do that and then watch that. You know, another movie. Can I say another movie before everybody jumps up?
Of course.
Napoleon Dynamite.
No, you can't
when
say
I first,
one.
When no, I first a, watched I, that, I was like, though. This is that's, garbage.
That was what I was going
to
say.
And then I went to a different level, and it made so much sense, and I was dying. And I still, to this day, when it's on, I'm like, this is fucking genius.
I was going to say Napoleon Dynamite, because I feel like that's in the same lane as Pootie Tang as far as so stupid that it's funny.
Yep.
I agree.
It's funny, but it's great,
if we're talking about those types of movies, then I have another one, which would be Half-Baked, Dave Chappelle.
See, you know,
I feel like that movie was very, very...
It wasn't bad.
...negatively reviewed. I mean, he even said it himself.
The critics gave it a bad thing, but in the big scheme of things, it was a great...
It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, it was a great thing. It was a great concept. I'm talking about the movies that are just... They're so bad, they're good.
Right, like...
You can't say Bad Half Baked is bad. It's a good movie.
Yeah, so like you guys... I gotta...
I mean, it's a hard question if you think about it. The only thing I could think of was Pootie Tang. Like, yeah.
So then if that's the case, then you could even say what, Soul Plane?
I'm gonna say this. A lot of people can say that. Okay, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not a fan of Soul Plane like that, but I understand. I get it. But I'm not a fan of it. Okay, because I just feel like, bro, they went overboard, bro. They went overboard.
In what way?
They went like every stereotype in the book for
everything. Just, and just because of...
I know it was a spoof, but kind of...
And I think also because of the effects and all that stuff that went into the movie, like the acting, you know, that was in the movie, you know what I'm saying? But I think that there are certain parts of the movie that you're always going to remember, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to be up here and sit up here and tell you a bunch of them myself, but... Like, once I see it again, like, oh, okay, yeah, I do remember that. And that was the same thing, just like you. One of the movies that I watched one time. And, like, okay.
I mean, you know what? I tried to watch it again recently, and I didn't finish it because I was busy. But when I was watching it, I wasn't watching it for, like, humor. I was watching it for, I can't believe they did this, especially at this time, you know? But, again, I understand how that movie could be so bad that some people think it's good. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's the type of. I can't even think of. I mean, what was other movies that like that? I know. Now, I didn't never watch this, but a lot of people seem like they like Nacho Libre or something.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
You know,
never
I think that's Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never seen that. It looked too lame for me. But I feel like there gotta be some other movies out there that I feel are like so bad just they're good.
Any movie I can think of.
Hey, I guess back in the day, an original one for this is Dolomite.
Yeah, but I never watched that.
I never watched the original Dolomite either.
What about
I watched the one with Eddie Murphy recently, and they kind of explained the story.
What about the I forget his name. The dude that's got like the mustache, Borat. Okay. Y'all ever seen that?
Yes.
No, but I
mean, I saw the first
seen,
one.
I've never seen it.
I feel you.
How about
I think that could classify. That's very close. So I think that could classify in that category. But at the same time, I think the different type of reviews it got, like I feel like he got famous off that.
Yeah, most people. But I'm trying to say loved it.
So like
I'm just trying to say most of these movies they create cult. They create cult followings. The critics are gonna hate it.
Right.
I'm just saying,
right,
but if they're so bad or good, like. Here's another one that's on might be a one. I kind of like it. I kind of don't. But Adam Sandler, Little Nicky.
Yeah.
That was so bad. It was low-key kind of good, though. You feel me? For certain scenes.
I like that movie.
No.
You know, that's what I'm just trying to say. Like, certain movies were just so bad they were good. You know?
Yeah. What about, like, Don't Be a Menace?
Nah.
What, Don't Miss South Central?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a classic.
That's a classic.
Classic.
Because, I mean, it's a classic spoof, man. The Wayans brothers, they just...
Yeah, they did a good job with that.
Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2.
Mm-hmm.
They just know how to do a motherfucking spoof, you know? So yeah. I can't even do that because their whole genre... Not their whole genre, but when they do that, their genre is spoofing and they're the beast. They're like the visual version of Weird Al Yankovic or some shit. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel it.
All right. Well, you know, today was a very light day for us here on the Sounds of the Streets. So, like, you know, just thank you for being with us. You guys got anything you want to say before we dip out?
Not really. Hopefully, we get Dane back next show.
Yes, sir.
Missed him here today.
Yeah, definitely did. Once again, don't forget to subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
That's what my man. That's what you're gonna be on that. That's what we
tell your friends and tell them to tell their friends.
Period. They could get with our friends.
We can be friends on the weekends. You know how it go.
We can all be friends. So once again, thank you again for listening to the Sounds of the Streets. And I'm your host, JG Wentworth.
Breeze.
Crimson.
And we are the Sounds of the Streets.
Holla.
Don't forget, whoa, before we go.
What?
Dang, we miss you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Happy Father's Day, Dang Dig.
Yes, sir. Handle your business.
We gon' have a good time. Good time, good time. Good time, good time. Say we gon' have a good time. Good time, good time. Go ahead, let me do my thing.